Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 14th edition. Hope everybody had a great Monday. It was a fun seven-game slate we had for us. The chalky Astros are coming through. The chalky Dodgers are coming through as well, so we'll have to see how that one plans out. But Giants are getting some stuff done for us. Alcantara was filthy. Wayno wasn't too bad. Fun night. Eovaldi got scratched, moved to Tuesday, so we'll talk about that on today's show as well. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDNTrick. Join us in the free Fantasy Discord, Fantasy Degens Discord. Lots of fun over there as well, so come have some fun getting your questions answered for all sports, all fun stuff and things. Also, PrizePicks, PrizePicks.com. Come check that out. Become download the app, create an account, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for a first-time deposit match up to $100, PrizePicks.com. All right, we got 12 games for you on a Tuesday. We're going to get you in, get you out, quick hit style. Let's get to the pitching on this 12-game slate here. Gerrit Cole returns from his hamstring injury that kept him out or made him leave his last start early. We'll see how he looks. He's 10-7 at the Baltimore Orioles. If you believe Gerrit Cole is good to go, then it's a great play. Absolutely phenomenal play. Before he left his start against Toronto early, 45-4, 37, 25-9, 31, four straight, just phenomenal Gerrit Cole-like starts. 9 Ks or more in three or four of those starts. A total of 2 earned runs total in those four starts. Gerrit Cole is filthy. Now we'll have to see how locked and loaded he is, of course. You have to imagine he's healthy. The Yankees need him to win. So they got him out there. You got Baltimore striking out 26% of the time versus righties, hitting 240 with a 200 ISO and a 106 WRC+. Phenomenal spot for Gerrit Cole. You'd have to imagine if he's taking the bump on Tuesday, he's good to go. No limitations. So Gerrit Cole at 10-7, very, very strong play on this slate. Lucas Giolito, on the other hand, at 10-2, says he's good to go. Heard some interviews while he was on the IL that said if it was a postseason game, he never would have left the game, never would have went on the IL, would have just toughed through it. But the White Sox have a big enough lead they can get away with this kind of thing. And that's why I'm not paying 10-2 for Lucas Giolito against the Los Angeles Angels. The Angels are a team you could definitely take advantage of. Look at Yu Darvish, dealt against him his last start. Now the Giants are taking Darvish to pound town. That's what happens. We talked about it on Monday's show. Darvish is just broken right now. The velocity's down. The Angels just kind of make guys look better than they actually are. Could make Giolito look great. I just don't think the White Sox push him. He's going to go probably 5 innings. Is that worth it for 10-2? I don't think so. So Cole at 10-7 is in play. And then Frankie Montas at $10,000 at the Kansas City Royals. I'm a huge, huge Frankie Montas guy. And I'm also, I like the Royals quite a bit, but Montas, 4 straight 22-plus point outings, 6 2/3 or more in 4 straight, 3 earned runs or less, 6 or more Ks in all 4 outings. You get a Royals team that is playing better of late. Benintendi, AL Player of the Week, hitting 500 over the past week with 3 home runs and like 14 RBIs or something. But as a team, Royals are striking out 21% of the time with a 249 average, 86 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching over the past month. So Montas at 10K, very, very much in play for you in this one. You can go back to Eovaldi. He's $9,600. Price tag went up a bit, but you can go back to him versus Seattle if you so choose. Don't mind that at all. You got Marcus Stroman at 93. It's interesting. Very, very interesting to say the least, going up against St. Louis in this one. As he's coming off a 23-point performance at Miami. Just doesn't have the huge, huge ceiling, but did have 7 Ks his last time. He got 5 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts, 6, 7 of his last 8 starts. He's got 5 or more Ks, which really helps him get that 20-plus point upside, which is great. So if you want to do it, you can, but St. Louis's bats have been playing much better of late, and they strike out 23% of the time versus righties. Actually, against righties, they've struggled. 23% K rate versus righties. 228 average, 145 ISO, 85 WRC+. So if you want to go Stroman at 93, I like him in cash much more than tournaments. But he brings you a very, very good floor if you're kind of thinking Montas and Cole are a little risky for some reason. Stroman at 93 brings you some nice leverage there. So 9K and above, Cole, Montas, you can go with Uvalde if you want. I liked it when he was cheaper on Monday. And then Stroman at 93 is the kind of guys I'd go to. Colin Montas, my favorite by far. But then you got the Eovaldi Stroman area where you can make some fun. It gets murky on the rest of this slate. Like Disco at 85 or San Diego, I don't mind. San Diego's been struggling a ton. Disco's been very, very hot and cold, though, like since coming off the IL. Only went 4 1/3 to 305Ks his last start. They're kind of babying him with these injuries. I just don't feel comfortable doing it. I know San Diego's bats are struggling a ton right now, like really, really bad. Hitting 202 over the last month for right-handed pitching. I just don't believe, like, if you want to use him in a tournament at 85 and hope he's good to go, two starts ago, he got you 20 DK points. But right now, he's just so in and hit and miss on how far he goes in these games. Lots and lots of risk with Disco, so that's very, very tough. You can go Kyle Gibson at 81 if you want. He's been risky as well. His last two starts have been atrocious. 4 2/3, 3 earned, 5 1/3, 8 earned. Prior to that, though, back-to-back gems against Arizona and at San Diego. So take your poison there. It's a Cubs team that we've seen strike out a ton, but they also get the job done. They're striking out 28% of the time versus righties right now, but hitting 246 with a 201 ISO and a 98 WRC plus. Their WRC pluses are 2 points below average, but that 201 ISO says when they do make contact, they make big boy contact versus right-handed pitching with like Swindell and Happ and company really getting the job done there. But Gibby at 81 on this rough slate, I can see the argument. Let's put it that way. One of your chalkier value plays on this slate is going to be Eric Fede at $6,900 at home against the Miami Marlins. It's a great play, too. He's coming off 6 innings, 4 7Ks for 16.5 against Atlanta. I'd take that for 69. He had back-to-back starts against the Mets, who beat him up bad. Prior to that, at Miami, 6 1/3, 110Ks for 32 points. So he's had some really good starts and some really ugly starts. Makes for a great GPP play at $6,900. He'll be super popular. We talked about Espino on Monday. You know, pitched a contact guy, but the Marlins are just the Marlins. They're striking out a ton. And I mentioned how Espino, like his last 3 or 4 starts, the strikeouts have come up, which means he's obviously not pitching to as much contact. Still, he's not overpowering. So when they do make contact, it's boom. But Espino did good. He got you almost 20 DK points for like 6,300 or whatever. Well, you got Fetty at $6,900 tonight in a really, really good spot against Miami if you want to pick on them as they just continue to scuffle tremendously, striking out only 27% of the time, hitting 218. 108 ISO, 68 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching. So Fede does check the boxes as a very, very strong play. If you want to be contrarian and go Jesus Luzardo at 63 and hope he's figured something out, you can. Two of his last three starts, 21 or more points. He's gone 5 2/3 or more in three straight, 3 earned runs or less in three straight, 8 or more Ks in 2 of 3. The only reason why he had a bad DK point night is because he had 3 Ks in that one start against Philadelphia. Otherwise, he's pitched very, very well over his last three starts, looking like a little bit of what people hoped he would be. Now he gets the Washington Nationals, a team that's very, very hit and miss, but they only strike out 16.2% of the time versus lefties over the last month, hitting 286, 218 ISO, 133 WRC+. So Washington's hitting lefties very well over the last month. Something to keep in mind with like Lane Thomas and Carter Kieboom a little bit, but Soto, Josh Bell, Ryan Zimmerman, they got some options there. Riley Adams catching. They got options from the right side of the plate versus left-handed pitching, which makes Luzardo, I think, a really good tournament play at 6,300. Just risky. Like, he's looked so much better his last three starts. Really, really good. It's just Washington. You never know. But for 63, I can get behind it for sure. And then Jackson Coar at 5K, I don't mind at all. Oakland's got some really good bats, but Coar, since getting recalled from the minors, he's made 2 starts, 6 innings in both starts. 6 earned his last time out, 2 earned prior to that, but 6 or more Ks in both starts. 10 or more points in both starts. He's $5,000 against the Oakland Athletics, a team that is striking out about 21.5% of the time versus righties, hitting 241, 161 ISO, 100 WRC+. So Coar at 5K. If you just want to say screw it, I'm on board with that. So recapping your pitching up top, Cole and Montas, 10K and above, love them both. I think Cole, they wouldn't be pitching him if he's not ready to give him a full effort. They don't want Cole for 4 innings and duck. They want Cole to go throw that complete game shutout. Like, that's what they need badly. So they wouldn't have rushed him back if he wasn't ready to roll. So Cole at 10.7, I'm on board with. Montas at 10K, I think, is a great pivot off of Cole if you want to go there. I don't mind Eovaldi. Stroman is in play at 93 if you want there versus St. Louis, if you want to go that route. And then, like, Gibson, I wouldn't be shocked if he does well. He's been very, very hit and miss, but I wouldn't be shocked. Eric Fede at 69 is a great value. He's going to be very popular. And then Luzardo and Coar are nice pivots at super cheap prices if you want to mix and match as well. All right, the hitting on this 12-game slate. Let's go to the catcher's position on this one for you. Yeah, guys, Yasmani Grandal, 5,100 bucks, switch hitting versus Pecky Naughton. Grandal's been just crushing baseball since coming off the IL. No problem going back to him on this one at 5,100. If you're paying up with the position, pretty, pretty awesome spot there. The Gigantes were low-owned on Monday. We were all over that stuff. They should be popular, but it's 12 games, so it'll kind of stretch it out. They get Jake Arrieta. That's always great. Buster Posey the night off on Monday. He'll be back in that lineup on Tuesday at 4,600. So good spot there for Posey. Got Alejandro Kirk at 44. As Toronto continues to score run after run, 8 more runs on Monday night. This offense is just dumb. They put up 22 on Sunday, and they tweeted, I didn't see it until Monday, but they tweeted out, we scored more points than all these football teams. As I listed off like 16 football teams. It was freaking gold. Absolutely amazing troll job. But there's some good Twitter accounts, like the Chargers, great troll job on watching the football team. So there's some good stuff out there. But Kirk at 44, if you're stacking Toronto, don't mind that at all. Going down to 4K and below now, like at 4K, Gary Sanchez, if you're fading Wells and the Baltimore team, which is not a bad thing to do. That was Toronto just took them to pound town over 4 games over the weekend. New York should have their field day with Baltimore. So Sanchez at 4K is actually a really good value. Higashioka probably gets a start, though, with Cole on the bump because that's his personal catcher. So Higgy's 3,900. So either one of the Yankees catchers, decent price tags, really good matchups in those ones for you. Going down, it's a little cheaper for you on this 12-game slate. At the catcher's position, going down to 3K and below now. A lot of guys up top, but Danny Jansen's 31. If Kirk's not in the lineup, Jansen's not a bad one. Christian Vasquez versus Anderson at 31 is another option for you as well. Not really in love with either one of those. I'm hoping for some better value, but those two do have decent spots for you on this slate. And then you got Riley Adams against Luzardo at 26. If you're fading Luzardo, good value there with Riley Adams, who does hit lefties very, very well. And then other than that, there's really nothing standing out at the position unless certain things pop when lineups come out. Like the Astros had a 2K catcher, Giants had a 2K catcher on Monday. You'll never know what you're going to get, especially in September. First base position, you can go Shohei if you want, but I'd rather go Vladito at 62, who hit number 43, I believe it was, on Monday night. The dude just unconscious, so he's 6,200 bucks for Rasmussen. Toronto stack is very much a play. I love Rasmussen. He'll go about 4 innings. Then you get Toronto bullpen. I mean, Tampa Bay bullpen, and it's just been ugly of late, so I can totally get behind another Toronto stack and belted. Absolutely belted. It's 7-1 Giants. It's their fourth home run off of Yu Darvish tonight. I just absolutely love this Giants team. It's absolutely amazing. Sorry to get distracted, but he just went McCovey Cove on that one. So that was freaking awesome. And we're talking about first base. I think it's only fitting. But Vladito at 62, like I said, back to the position. You go to Max Muncy at 54 if you want versus Weaver, that's fine. But Matt Olson at 51 versus Coar, if you're not using Coar, pretty good price tag for you there. Big Meat Pete the Polar Bear at 4,900 bucks is heating up, so you can look at him at 4,900 versus Woodford. Don't hate that one as well. Cheaper options for you, though. Rizzo's okay at 45 versus Wells. Brandon Belt's only 44 versus Jake Arrieta, so hop on board that train if you're feeling frisky. Don't mind that at all. Like I'll go right back to the Giants. I promoted a cheap Giant stack on yesterday's show and in the Discord chat. I followed my words. Things are looking good so far. So we're having some fun on this one. Going out of the below, or you got Jose Abreu at 42. I will mention is a phenomenal value. He's been up by the 5K range for a while. He's in a bit of a slump of late, I will say. But Pecky Naughton, the lefty, could be a really nice spot for Abreu at 4,200 to kind of get back on track for you in that one. Below 4K, if you want to fade Zach Greinke, which always something I enjoy doing, Nathaniel Lowe is 3,900 bucks. He's in play of Luke Voigt in the lineup for the Yankees, which would be nice. He's 38 versus Wells, and it's lefties very, very well. So that's a good little value. A piece of Yankees action there. Brad Miller versus Samson of Chicago in Philadelphia at 3,600. Good value. Miller's been hitting a ton of home runs of late, putting up some nice offers too, but tons of home runs. So Brad Miller at 36, not too shabby. If you're fading Gibson, Frank Schwindel's still too cheap at 3,400. That's a great value. Bobby Dalbec versus a very hittable lefty is only 3,300. So you got some nice value here at the first base position if you don't want to pay all the way up. There's good options. There's good options in the 5K, 4K, and 3K. Like it's pretty spread out here. Maybe you just stack with these guys. You stack with them, or you go YOLO with like a Dalbec or a who was right next to Schwindel, one of those values. Take one of those, 33 and 34. That could work just fine for you. Other than that, nothing too crazy at this point in time. Second base position, Simeon's fine at 59, put up a goose egg on Monday. So that probably just means he gets going again on Tuesday. But you got Jose Altuve at 52, which is great. Houston, like Jordan Lyles has pitched very well of late. I will say that much. But this Houston team's clicking, folks. So watch out. Gene Segura, 49 is not bad, but getting a little discount on Mr. Ozzie Albies, $4,800 versus John Gray. Gray's been better at home than on the road. And you got Javi Baez at 47. Baez is hitting like 360 since he came off the IL, leading baseball and runs scored. So I think Baez at the 47 is very good as well. So Albies and Baez, still pricey, but not top price stuff. So I like that quite a bit. Josh Harrison at 45, you're fading Kowarscher. Jazz Chisholm at 44 versus Fede. Very, very much in play in their matchups. Cheaper options for you. If you want to fade Eovaldi, Abraham Toro at 42 is worth a look. Josh Rojas had an RBI single off of Kershaw on Monday. He's only 41 versus Tony Gonsolin, who has been really bad and doesn't go deep into games. So it's something to think about with a sneaky Arizona look if you choose to get going on that route. 3K and below now. Nick Solak's 31. He got priced up finally a bit. Still too cheap, so that's good there. Tommy La Stella probably leading off like he did on Monday. What are you doing Monday when he let off? Oh, he went to Ding Dong City. So La Stella's $2,900 versus Arrieta. That's an extremely outstanding value on this slate. So, yeah, I'm going to be back on the Giants. It's pretty much a cut-and-dry situation for me on that one. Third base position on this slate. You got Austin Riley's fine at 56, but Chris Bryant had the day off on Monday. He'll be back in the lineup on Tuesday. He's 5,300. So that's a pretty solid value for you. Kyle Seager at 47, like that, versus Eovaldi. Mondesi has been so bad lately. It's crazy. Really, really crazy to watch that. But Alex Bregman, I said yesterday, he's heating up. He's too cheap at $4,200. He had a two-run homer on Monday. Still too cheap at $4,200 on Tuesday against Jordan Lyles. Like, enjoy the discount while you can. You got Johnny VR at 41, but Longo hit a Longo Dongo on Monday. He's $3,900 on Tuesday. Giants are too cheap. We are going to be team stack the Giants. They're so cheap, they should be chalky, but we'll see. You never know. So, yeah, Longo at 39 is a great price tag as well. Gio Urshela is only 35 as well. It's a nice cheap piece in New York. Like, you can get a Urshela and Voit potentially with like a Higgy, all sub 4K. Not bad. You get some Yankees against Baltimore for that nice cheap price tag. You can enjoy that quite a bit. 3K and below now. If you're fading Luzardo, Carter Kieboom at 29 is interesting. I'm not going to say it's not a good play, but I'm not in love with it either. So that's an interesting value potentially. Other than that, there's not a ton of cheap guys, but there will be. I know there will be once lineups come out, but nothing that stands out at this point in time. Shortstop, Tatis, always in play, period. Bichette went deep on Monday, $5,200 on Tuesday is just fine as well. B. Cross, $4,900. You can go to him if you want. He's like one of the more expensive Giants options, which is freaking hilarious these days, but he's a great play. Carlos Correa is heating up. He's 47 versus Lyles. Going down to low 4Ks now. You know, Corey Seager had an RBI knock on Monday. He's starting to get going again. He's $4,200, and he hits cleanup for the Dodgers. So you're hitting cleanup, probably one of the better items in all of baseball. Good little angle there for Seager at $4,200. Below 4K, though, Gleyber Torres has been really bad, but loves Baltimore. Loves them. He's $3,700. Get that discount to really have some fun with it. So if you want to go Gleyber at 37, I don't hate it. Lurie Garcia's $3,100 for the White Sox. He's been swinging it pretty good of late, too, so you want to keep an eye on him at $3,100. Jorge Mateo's 25. Gavin Lux is 25. Edmundo Sosa's 24. So you got some nice cheapy plays. Sosa would be my favorite out of the bunch, but some good cheapies for sure. Outfield position to wrap up the bats on this slate. You got Shohei Ohtani's interesting, but Harper at 61's outstanding versus Sampson in Philadelphia. You got Tatis is fine. Don't mind Soto versus the lefty. That's always in play. But Harper is great at 61. Betts is heating up. He had at least a double on a walk in his first two at-bats. That's as far as I've seen before I started recording. So he's swinging it hot again. He's 5,700. Yeah, Starling Marte at 55 is fine, but Aaron Judge at 54 versus Wells in Baltimore is nuts. That's a huge play. Don't mind Bryant like we talked about. Jordan Alvarez put up another 20-plus points on Monday. The dude's just raking. He's $5,100. It sucks because so much value is always in the outfield, but these boys up top are just thumping right now. Absolutely thumping. Like Harper, Betts, Judge, Jordan, all over 5K, and Stanton's 5K. Those are all outstanding. Like they're all really good plays, but those five right there, just like, whew, that's some good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Below 5K, though, Kyle Tucker's been heating up. He's 4,800. Teoscar had another big night on Monday. He's 47 in your Toronto stacks. Stuff's pricey, folks. Good thing there's like a – you could go Lizardo and Kowar and just say screw pitching. Get all the bats you want, all of them. I'm not saying that's the only way to do it, but you could. That's all I'm saying. So it's an interesting build to see how that one play out. Joey Gallo can hit lefties. He went deep on Monday. If you're feeling a little frisky, want to be a little different in New York action, 45, don't hate it. Kiki Hernandez versus the lefty Anderson at 45 gets you a little bit of value, but Lubob's 44 versus Packy Naughton. I like that one quite a bit. Don't mind Ketel Marte at 44. He doubled off of Kershaw on his first at-bat on Monday. But Lubob at 44, really, really good price tag there. Austin Meadows went deep on Monday. Jose Berríos is pitching much, much better his last three or four starts. If you want to fade him with the Meadows and a Rosarena, I don't mind it. Not my top options, but I totally get it. Gerrit Cole is prone to giving up a home run or two. We know this. Sed Mullins is $4,200 if you're feeling it. I think that's a very good tournament play if you want to get really, really low ownership with some tremendous upsides. He's still hitting in Baltimore, very hitter-friendly ballpark. Say Cole goes six. That's not the worst thing. If Cole's on, you're screwed, so it doesn't matter. But if Cole's off at all, you just hit the jackpot. So think about that. Mike Yastrzemski's $3,900 versus Arrieta. He went deep on Monday. Great price tag. He's Giants, man. Outside of like a couple like cheap 4K guys, they're all in the 3Ks. It's freaking glorious. Speaking of 3Ks, keep dropping down here. Kutch is 38. Ian Happ's only 38 if you're fading Gibson. We mentioned Schwindel at 34. Happ's 38. Get some nice cubby value. Eloy Jimenez is down to 3,700. So we had Lubob at 44. We had Abreu at 42. I know Eloy's slumping, but he's 37 versus Packy Naughton. Let me tell you one more that I skipped over because I'm a dum-dum, but Timmy Anderson's supposed to be activated on Tuesday. He crushes lefties, usually leads off. He's 4,600. So you can get a nice cheap White Sox stack. Packy Naughton's been decent, but this White Sox team versus a lefty, maybe this is just what they need to get going again because they've been kind of going through the motion as they've had so much of this postseason locked up here. So keep them in mind, but Eloy at 37. You got Rafael Ortega. If you're using the Cubs, he leads off at 37 as well. So not a bad price tag there. Lamont Wade Jr. tripled his first at-bat. Got robbed of another triple, probably his second at-bat by Will Myers. He's only 3,600 versus Jake Arrieta. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. continues to hit. He had three or four hits on Monday. He's 3,600. I've been using him so many places for value. He's too cheap in the best lineup in baseball right now. So get your exposure one way or another. Great way to get that exposure. So don't mind him at 3,600. If you are fading Fede, Jesus Sanchez up to 32. Really good value there. Jared Kelenic at 32. I like him versus Nate Eovaldi as well. He's swinging a really good bet. Wrote him up in the Rotoballer Premium Values article for Monday. Wrote him up facing Eovaldi, not Erod, but it carries over to Tuesday now. So that's a beautiful thing. Some other cheap options. Brian De La Cruz, if you're fading Fede, he's 31. He's third right in front of Sanchez, in between Sanchez and Chisholm. So that's not a bad spot to be there. Santander at 3K if you're really wanting to fade Cole. Benintendi, like I said, player of the week in the AL. He's 3K versus Montas. I like Montas a lot. But if you want a guy that's red hot at the dish, that's a good price point. Lane Thomas at 29 leading off versus Lizardo. If you're fading Lizardo, that's a great price point as well. For Thomas, who's just been awesome, power, speed, table setter, scoring runs, doing a little bit of everything with Lane Thomas. Going down even cheaper in this range. God, Lamont Wade almost went another warning track ball. The dude's crushing baseballs right now. But it's different Miller. So DJ Stewart at 26, again, if you're feeling that way. Lux at 25, talked about him. He's shortstop outfield eligible for the Dodgers. DJ Peters, though, I always love him at 25. Lito Tavares at 25, two super values for Texas that you can take advantage of for sure. Other than that, though, just really see what comes out of the lines. Like Kiermaier's down here at 23, Jake Lamb at 23. That's only if you're getting really in your stacks. Don't mind Seth Beer at 22. He was should be in a lineup versus Gonsolin on Tuesday. Dude scored a run, driven in a run, hit a homer. He's doing everything in his first three games. So he's very, very intriguing at $2,200. Someone to keep an eye on. Other than that, though, check your lineups. Okay, recapping your pitching real quick on this 12-game slate. Gerrit Cole at 10-7. Frankie Montas at 10K. Two top options for me, price-wise, on the slate. Eovaldi's okay. Stroman at 93. I like quite a bit as well. But if I'm paying up, it's for Cole. It's for Montas. That's where I'm paying. In the middle, you can roll the dice with Disco. I just don't like how they're using him because he's so fragile right now. Kyle Gibson at 81. He's always boom or bust if you're feeling that. Otherwise, you just come down and punt. You get Eric Fede, who should be popular, but a great matchup versus Miami at 6,900. You got Jesus Luzardo, whose last three starts has looked really, really good. He's $6,300. And then Jackson Coar at 5K. So you got some really good punts. I'd rank it Luzardo, Coar, and Fede just because Fede is going to be the most popular. He's got the best matchup. But those, I'd be those three, and then I'd have Cole Montas up top, mixing in some of those guys in the middle we talked about. stacking things up. Don't mind the Cubs versus Gibson if you're not using Gibson, especially because of their value with Schwindel, Happ, and Ortega. Don't mind that at all. Definitely Philly and play versus Sampson, starting with the one, the only Bryce Harper. Harper's another great play for you on this slate. I don't mind fading Lizardo if you want to, but overall, I don't mind fading Fetty. It's a weird game. That's like if ownership's going really strong one way or the other, I'll have some bats from the other side, is where that one's coming. New York, Baltimore, Yankees will be popular for good reasons versus Wells and that whole Baltimore bullpen, stadium, you name it. Yankees are a great play. Tons of value, though. We talked about Higgy, Voit, Glaber, Urshela, and then you can mix in the big dogs, of course. Tampa Bay, Toronto's always in play, plain and simple. Nothing fancy there. A couple others for you. Houston versus Texas. You can keep riding Houston. They're red hot if you want. Jordan hitting everything. Tucker, they're expensive, but you can keep riding them. Otherwise, go to Texas value that we usually like as well. They can be in play. Love the White Sox. They're very affordable because they've been slumping, but you get the lefty Packy Naughton at home. That's an angle you can go to for sure. Giants versus Arrieta, top stack for me on this slate. If you want to go Arizona versus Gonsolin, don't hate it. And it's probably, and I could see some Seattle action if you choose, but lots of fun ways to go here. Yankees and Giants are the two clear favorites for me, surrounded by some other hot spots there. Sean just tells me Jordan Alvarez is double donged as we're recording. Like the dude that gives him like almost 40 DK points tonight. The dude's unconscious. As I mentioned, he's one of the top five guys in that 5K and above range. It's ridiculous what he's doing right now, but it's absolutely beautiful. But thanks for joining me in the chat here, Sean. Much, much appreciated. You guys can check me out. I do this live stream on the Roto Bar's YouTube channel. You can watch it later on the Roto Bar YouTube channel or download it on any podcast platform you listen to. And if you do download it on a podcast form, if you could give it a rate and review, I truly would appreciate it. Also, go check out prizepicks.com, create an account, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, to get a first-time deposit match up to $100. Bench with Bubba coming at you twice a week for fantasy baseball season-long action, recording Tuesdays and Thursdays. This Tuesday, again, Bubba and the Bat Flip, so come check that out. And also, go check out my written content at rotoballer.com on Tuesday, the free DraftKings article. But that'll do it for tonight. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 14th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.